Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So as you've been hearing today, Governor Patterson has directed New York state agencies to start revising their rules and regulations to recognize gay marriages performed where they are legal. So gay couples still can't get married in New York state, but couples married in Canada or after June 17th in California will have those unions recognized by the state of New York. To talk about what this means, we are joined now by Yale Law Professor William Eskridge, and we want to hear from you. Are you about to have your marriage recognized as residents of New York State? Would you consider a trip to Canada or to California later in the month in order to live in a state of matrimony in New York, which you couldn't have done before? Call us up, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Or do you think this should be up to the legislature? Did the governor do an end run around the will of the people? Or do you want the whole enchilada to be able to get married and enjoy the benefits of marriage at home in New York after actually getting married here and you're dissatisfied with Governor Patterson? Call us 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Professor Eskridge, you may remember, was just recently here to talk about his new book, Dishonorable Passions, Sodomy Laws in America. And welcome back to talk about this legal issue breaking in the news today. Hi. Do we have Bill Eskridge there? I can't hear him. Let's see if he can hear me. We will fix this in just a minute. And we have the memo, while we're waiting to just fix this phone line, the memo from David Nocente, the legal counsel to Governor Patterson, is dated May 14th, and this interestingly just became public knowledge today. He says, in light of a court decision in Rochester, which we'll get into, agencies that do not afford comity or full faith and credit to same-sex marriages that are legally performed in other jurisdictions could be subject to liability. In addition, extension of such recognition is consistent with state policy. In April 2007, the Department of Civil Service extended recognition to same-sex spouses in legal marriages from other jurisdictions for purposes of spousal benefits under the New York State Health Insurance Program. Moreover, the Third Department recently dismissed an appeal from a decision that had upheld the prior policy of non-recognition as moot. In other words, the courts are bit by bit forcing the state's hand on this. Now I think we have William Eskridge. Can we hear you?
Yes, Brian, thanks. I was disconnected.
Okay. So what kinds of benefits are we talking about? Just give us the nuts and bolts, practical implications of this ruling.
Well, the benefits would be anything that a New York State agency can confer. So, for example, and this was the Martinez case, which the governor was following, the most important effect for many people is going to be spousal health care and other fringe benefits from their employer. Many thousands and maybe even millions of New Yorkers are employed by either state, local, or county jurisdictions. And the Martinez case arose when the couple had been married legitimately in Canada, and then the governmental employer refused to treat the Canadian spouse the same as a New York spouse for purposes of health care benefits. And the Fourth Department held that violated New York choice of law rules and also the New York Human Rights Act, and the employer therefore had to do it. So employer benefits are going to be the main impact of this, but it would also impact on things like rent control ordinances or policies, could impact on welfare or Social Security benefits handled by the state, not at the federal level, but just at the state or municipal level. It could impact on hospital visitation privileges. It could have an effect on any kind of state law or state policy that pertains to spousal rights or to marriages.
So right now, any gay couple that was legally married in another jurisdiction, either in California hasn't started yet, but in Massachusetts or in Canada or in some other country where they recognize gay marriage, if that marriage is legal in the jurisdiction where it actually took place and they have a wedding or a marriage certificate, but now live in New York State, that couple could apply for spousal health coverage, family health coverage, through their private employer if the employer offers it for other kinds of spouses?
Well, Brian, I would make a distinction, at least under the governor's memo, between private employers and public employers.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, and that remains to be seen, the governor's memo is only binding on state agencies.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to have to see what the state agencies do. So, for example, any state agency that's also an employer is going to have to revise its employment policies if they've not done so already.
But that's just state agencies. So that's one limitation of this ruling. This does not confer all the rights and privileges upon gay married couples originally married in other institutions but living in New York that they would have in private life under the law, only as pertains to the government.
That is correct in terms of its immediate application, though I would add that this might have ripple effects on private employers. It might provide not a legal reason, but a kind of cultural reason for private employers that are not already providing spousal benefits to go ahead and do so. And remember, hundreds and probably thousands of private employers in New York are already giving spousal benefits to same-sex partners,
right,
including ones that are not officially married in Canada or Spain or Massachusetts or such.
Right. Let's take a call. Here's Joe in Manhattan. Joe, you're on WNYC.
Hi. I just wanted to correct something that I heard earlier. You said that this would still continue to prohibit people from going from New York to going to Massachusetts and getting married because Massachusetts law requires you to be a resident of Massachusetts. That's not exactly correct. Massachusetts law it basically says that if you're from a state that doesn't recognize gay marriage, then you can't be married in Massachusetts. And until recently, of course, Massachusetts was the only state that had gay marriage.
Right.
But, for example, in September 29th, 2006, the Supreme Court in Massachusetts ruled that couples from Rhode Island could get married in Massachusetts because Rhode Island ruled that they'll recognize the marriages performed in Massachusetts, even though Rhode Island doesn't have gay marriage.
Uh-huh. So, William Eskridge, do you agree with this interpretation? And if he's right, then I definitely misstated the facts about an hour ago. Can New Yorkers now, because of this ruling from Governor Patterson, go to Massachusetts and get married as gay or lesbian couples and then come back here and have it binding?
Yes, I agree with the caller. Moreover, I will say that the information that the caller is relaying also applies to the governor's memo. The governor's memo also takes the position that even New York couples that several years ago went to Massachusetts and got married and got a certificate from the clerk in Massachusetts, that his memo applies fully to those couples. And I think that the Joe's analysis lends a lot of support to what the governor is trying to do in that memorandum.
Dolores in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dolores.
Hi, Brian. I have to say that I just love your show, and I love how much attention you have always given this issue, even down to giving the guy from eHarmony a hard time for not having gay couples.
Thanks for remembering that. Go ahead.
Well, I want to say that my partner and I, she is currently living in the Netherlands, ironically, working for the UN, but she's from California, and I plan on moving there when she moves back in December, and we're thrilled that we would be able to legalize our relationship. And now that New York is on the table, being a New Yorker, I'm happy that we will now be able to have the option of moving back to New York where our relationship, because we definitely have said that we want to live someplace where we can live as a legal couple. So,
Dolores, congratulations.
Why, thank you, Brian.
Roseanne in Larchmont, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. It's nice to talk to you. I'm the mother of three adult children, two of whom are gay. My son and his husband were married in New York State. They had a wonderful Jewish wedding, but unfortunately, New York State was not present. It was just their anniversary yesterday, by the way. And since then, they've adopted a baby, and this means the world to me. I am really excited about this because I'm hoping to have that ripple effect happen. And this is the beginning for New York State, but I hope it turns into marriage ultimately and quickly.
Yeah, if I can say a word about what both callers just mentioned, mm-hmm. and I really appreciate y'all's calls. You're exactly right that this is the beginning of a conversation. This is not the final word. So the governor, of course, can be overridden by the New York Supreme Court. The governor was adopting the Fourth Department's view in Martinez. But the final word on choice of law in New York is the New York Court of Appeals. And both the New York Court of Appeals and the governor could be overridden by the legislature. So it makes it more important than ever for New Yorkers who support what the governor is doing, not only to speak out exactly as you all have been doing, but also to become involved politically, because this really is a matter that ultimately will be decided by the people of New York and the New York legislature. And if you think this is a good thing, you should probably let your legislators know that and be active in your state Senate and state assembly contests and put it to them. Do you support what the governor did? Are you going to make this a matter of legislation, not only supporting him, but maybe going further than the governor and actually adopting same-sex marriage in New York legislatively?
Well, I wonder if you, and of course you're a resident of Connecticut, I presume, as a Yale law professor.
Yes, sir.
But I wonder if you have any political analysis of the situation in New York, because what we have had is the state assembly, controlled by Democrats, willing to pass a gay marriage law, at least since Governor Spitzer got elected and got into office last year and said he would propose one. The state Senate, controlled by a Republican majority, has said it would not pass that. Now, it would take a different act by the Senate to affirmatively block this court ruling if the state's highest court upholds it, and to block the governor's edict that gay marriages performed in other states be recognized here. So as a matter of politics, the state Senate wouldn't have to just block a gay marriage bill. It would have to probably generate its own bill to overturn the governor's ruling. So I wonder where you think politically that's likely to go in New York.
Well, Brian, what you're invoking is New York's famous political paralysis, which has been going on for some decades. It's very difficult for the New York legislature to act one way or the other on any kind of controversial issue. And it seems to me that you're exactly right. The legislature will not be able, and probably won't even seriously make an effort, to override what the governor has done in terms of recognizing same-sex marriages. On the other hand, the legislature thus far has been unable to agree on any kind of bill providing affirmative New York recognition for either civil unions or marriages as a matter of New York state law. Now, the election in 2008 might change that, and is everyone in New York knows, the Senate in New York is very much up for grabs. And voters such as Dolores and the other callers who are concerned about the issue and support same-sex marriage should hold the Republicans in the Senate accountable for the foot-dragging that the legislature has shown, frankly, not just on same-sex marriage, but it took the legislature 10 or 20 years longer than it should have for the legislature to pass a human rights law that delegitimates sexual orientation discrimination.
Right.
But that was because of the Senate.
But not everybody is happy about the governor doing this on his own. For example, I think Ed in Woodside. Ed, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Yeah. I mean, based on this guy's personal life, as far as his marriage is concerned, he's admitted to multiple affairs. His wife has had affairs. He has no respect for marriage whatsoever as an institution. So him making this decision is laughable at best. He's just flippantly making a decision like this that should be left up to the people.
So, William Eskridge, what about that? This is one man, the governor, standing up and saying, well, now we're going to recognize gay marriages performed in other states and countries.
Well, Brian, I really appreciate Ed's comment. Ed, thanks for calling in. Let me clarify something. And that is that what the governor is doing, as Dolores's comment suggested, he's really just starting the conversation. The governor does not have the final word on this. What he does do is that he reverses the burden of inertia as regards state agencies. He's following the court decisions to date, and he's saying, well, we are now persuaded that at least the agencies of New York have got to recognize same-sex marriages that are legitimately entered into in other jurisdictions, the same way that New York recognizes marriages between cousins and marriages between people who are related by marriage, which some states recognize and other states do not. So this is subject to adjudication at the New York Court of Appeals level. They can override the governor, and the legislature can override the governor. And so I think that's actually very important. And here's another important thing. The morality of the governor or any of the particular players, whether it's a representative from Staten Island or a former governor or whatnot, is not really what's at issue. What's at issue is the lesbian and gay couples and their children who take advantage of this opportunity to have their relationships given a dignified recognition by state agencies. And I really would ask Ed and the other callers to look around them at the lesbian and gay couples that they might know or that they could come to know or that they can read about. And are these couples seriously committed couples who would benefit from the formal recognition of civil marriage, not religious marriage, but just civil marriage, and make that a matter of their own deliberation and of their own conscience?
And we're going to have to leave it there, but Governor Patterson is speaking at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and presumably he will address this directly. William Eskridge, Yale law professor, is author of a new book, as it happens, Dishonorable Passions, Sodomy Laws in America. Bill, 10 seconds. We have a commenter on our webpage who wants to know if this would include his illegal immigrant gay married partner.
Well, it would depend on what the New York State policy is as regards illegal immigrants. But if an illegal immigrant were in a same-sex marriage and were, say, an employee of the county, legitimate employee of the county, which might violate New York policy.
Then he might. All right. Thanks a lot. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.